NSLPA demands FIFA take action to correct offensive and inauthentic portrayal of players of color. By Dylan Gwynn on March 24, 2023. It took a long time for female soccer players to make their way onto the official FIFA soccer video game. However, there's still a problem. The National Women's Soccer League Players Association, NSLPA, thinks the game portrays players of color offensively. In a statement to CNN, NSLPA Executive Director Megan Burke took FIFA 23 to task for their portrayal of players of color. "We insist on immediate action from EA to rectify the offensive and inauthentic portrayals of players of color in FIFA 23, which were released yesterday," the statement read. The issue arose after soccer player Sydney Leroux posted a picture of the video game of herself. A version which, shall we say, is quite different from what she actually looks like. And if this were an issue that only affected female players, Burke and NSLPA might be onto something. But here's the thing, male players have also been incorrectly portrayed as bald. You see? Darwin Nunez came out bald when before FIFA 23 updated as well. Meaning the bald thing is a glitch that plagues early versions of new video games and is actually not an assault on women or people of color. I know that will come as a shock to those who see racism and sexism wherever they look, but it's true. Hey, women's soccer, you finally made it to FIFA. Smile, be happy.